Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. Now time for the Greenfield Business Association. And Hannah is here. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, it's going really, really well. How's it going with you?
Oh, so well. So well.
Glad to see Michael Nelson here for Finding Greenfield.
Right?
All right. Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, Michael, what's your title over there at the fairgrounds right now?
So I'm the president over here at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
El Presidente!
Yes!
All right, we got that. So we go right to the top.
Yes, always.
We ask for people, we go right to the top. Hey, the fairgrounds, super busy. I know you got a ton of stuff going on in the month of July, and you got a list of a ton of people who are coming to Greenfield.
Absolutely. So the fairgrounds is definitely the place to be nowadays with all sorts of exciting activities taking place up there. We have a plethora of things coming up over the next several weekends, and I'm really excited to share them all with you today.
Yeah, where are you going to start, Michael?
So coming up first off is, of course, 4th of July, which is always a fan favorite for everybody with the summer season and the holiday. So this year we have Green Mind Events is going to be hosting their annual 4th of July fire event. This is an event for both kids and adults with some different sectioned off areas. The kids will have lots of fun on all sorts of bounce houses. They got a lot of great things for the kids to play with. And then the big cap off of the night is the fireworks display. So that'll take place at 9:20 p.m. at the fairgrounds. And folks can come just for the fireworks if they'd like. It's a $5 donation to park across the street in our parking lot and be able to watch the fireworks right up front. And it is important to note, this is not the Greenfield fireworks. This is one of two fireworks displays. The city's fireworks will take place on Saturday at Beacon Field as usual.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Last year, Green Mind had this event as well. That was the first year in a long time for fireworks back at the fair,
It was actually the second. So this is third year.
Third year. Fantastic.
Yeah. And if anybody's excited and wants to get a precursor of what to expect, we have some beautiful photos of the fireworks exploding last year behind the roundhouse. So they can get some real good, exciting energy behind it as you get ready for the 4th of July.
Okay, coming up in just a couple of days. And then what is next on the calendar?
So then next, we have Vans, V-A-N-S, Vans coming from all across the country. The New England Van Club has made Greenfield their home. You may remember them from back at Christmas time. They collect brand new toys from all across New England, and they bring them to the Greenfield community because this is their home that they have determined. Because they just absolutely love Greenfield and the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Understandably.
Understandably, absolutely. So they come usually in August for their New England show. But there is also a national show that takes place anywhere across the country in a given year. And for the second time in 10 years, Greenfield, Massachusetts was chosen for the national show. So they were last here in 2018. And they'll be coming again weekend of July 12th through the 14th. Where this gets really exciting is these vans are completely decked out. So think about going to a car show and you see the cars that are all shined up and modified and absolutely gorgeous. Same concept, but for vans, particularly the inside of the vans. A lot of them are themed with really unique and exciting and memorable themes from
yesteryear.
From yesteryear, yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're going to have a public showing. It is a private event, but they are having a public showing in the parking lot across from the fairgrounds on Friday, July 12th from 11 to 2. Okay. No charge. And you can come right up and go and check out all these vans. Take some photos, meet the drivers, and see all the exciting things. And they come from all 50 states, including Hawaii. They find a way to get a van from Hawaii and some from Canada and Mexico. So it's really a international event.
Wow. Right here in Greenfield.
And this is their 52nd event.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So 52nd year.
Moving on,
we get into the third weekend of July, Circus Smirkus. So many folks will remember Circus Smirkus. It's been around for many years now. And that is a group of teenagers who are spending their summer putting together an amazing cultural performance. They're going to be taking place at the fairgrounds for the first time ever this year. And so that's Saturday, July 20th through Monday, July 22nd. They're going to do a total of 5 shows over the course of those 3 days. They're really looking forward to their new home in Greenfield. They've already booked for next year because they know Greenfield is their new place.
Fantastic.
So looking forward to having them be part of the Greenfield cultural experience as well.
Okay. All right.
And then wrapping up the month of July, we have the Antique Motorcycle Club. So this is their 75th anniversary. This is another national event that takes place in Greenfield. There's actually events all across the country, but this particular event is special to Greenfield because the Antique Motorcycle Club of America, with all their chapters across the country, was founded in Western Massachusetts.
Amazing.
And so this is their 75th event, And it'll be held here in Greenfield. They're here every year. Extra special event this year because of the 75th anniversary. They're also working on getting together a little parade while they're here and going to be closing off Court Square for a demonstration so folks can come check out the cool. motorcycles downtown.
Okay.
But the event is open all weekend long as well up at the fairgrounds. So it's an antique motorcycle show. So you can see all sorts of motorcycles from yesteryear, completely restored, as well as a swap meet. So if you are a motorcycle guru and you're looking for a specific part and haven't been able to find it, you'll never know what kind of goodies are in store for you.
Oh, very nice. All right, we'll plan on that for the end of this month. And before you go, Michael, I know you wanted to mention something that's happening with the Roundhouse. And it's tied into the Franklin County Fair.
Absolutely. So we're super excited about this. This is something we've been talking about for a while now, and we're really excited to bring it to light this summer. In partnership with the Greenfield Public Library's Makerspace, we're hosting a summer series so that folks can get to learn how to make some stuff for the Roundhouse. So often we hear people say, come into the Roundhouse and say, wow, that's gorgeous. I wish I had a clue. I wouldn't even know where to start of how to make something like that. Those are such beautiful things. This is your opportunity. We want to teach you how to make it and get it in the Roundhouse. So you can go onto either the fair's website or the Greenfield Public Library's website, and you can go right on there and you can register for one of the five classes taking place this summer. The first one coming up is macrame in just a few weeks. And so certainly encourage people who are looking to learn a new skill this summer in a nice air-conditioned building to do so and then put your item in the Roundhouse. And a lot of people don't know this, but everything that's put in the Roundhouse or the Youth Hall is it's competed for prizes, but they're actually also cash prizes. So if you get a blue ribbon or a red ribbon, you're also getting a few bucks in your pocket for winning that prize. So
nice.
Bragging rights, a ribbon, and a few bucks to buy a fried dough at the fair.
We love all of those things.
It works perfect for everybody.
Yeah. All right.
So all of these events that we've talked about are on our website. You can check it out at www.fcas.com, which stands for Franklin County Agricultural Society. And you can get more information and buy tickets for some of these events.
I hope you were listening, Hannah, because there's going to be a quiz on all this.
Oh, I got it all. I got it all.
One thing I did want to mention, because you said the Circus Smirkus, they've already scheduled for next year.
Yeah.
If people or their groups are interested in having an event at the fairgrounds, you really got to think ahead, don't you?
Absolutely. Our 2025 calendar is getting real tight, real fast. We're quickly becoming a facility that people love to come to. With all the improvements we made in the recent years, we're just shy of $1.4 million in infrastructure improvement
that's been
taking place up there. So a major renaissance of the fairgrounds. And so people are really drawn to the facility and really excited to have their events there. So at this point, a lot of our events that are taking place this year are indeed recurring events that are already signed up. So if there is anybody looking to do something up there, please definitely be in touch with us very quickly so we can try to get you on the calendar.
Will do. Will do. And remember, the fairgrounds, a member of the Greenfield Business Association. If you want to be a member of the Business Association, there's so many perks. There's so many reasons why. You're the one to talk to, right, Hannah?
Absolutely. Yeah. And folks can go on greenfieldbusiness.org. They can find all of our members on there. Link right over to the fairgrounds. See everything that's going on all the time. And I'll just say a little extra appreciation for Michael, because some of those improvements have been wayfinding so that folks can find their way downtown and around to other parts of Greenfield. The fairgrounds is an amazing part of the larger cultural community, and we so appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back. It's Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3.